Fleeing smugglers who assaulted Border Patrol agents handed multi-year sentences. Texas Border Business, U.S. Attorney's Office, Southern District of Texas. Laredo, Texas. Two men have been ordered to federal prison for smuggling illegal aliens and for assaulting federal agents in the course of their duties. Adrian Isaac Pimentel Garcia, a 20-year-old illegal alien from Mexico, and Juan Carlos Lopez Jr., 24, Laredo, both pleaded guilty March 3 in separate, but similar cases to bringing an alien to the United States and assault on federal officers. U.S. District Judge Diana Saldana has now ordered both Pimentel Garcia and Lopez to serve a total of 36 months in federal prison. At the hearings, the court heard from the victims who described how their experiences would affect them for the rest of their careers but still expressed forgiveness. Lopez must serve a 3-year term of supervised release. Not a U.S. citizen, Pimentel Garcia is expected to face removal proceedings following his imprisonment. In handing down the sentence in the Lopez case, Judge Saldana emphasized that but for the grace of God, no one died. She noted that his careless behavior could have led to the death of an agent, an alien or even himself, but also complimented the agent's professionalism. On December 5, 2025, Border Patrol agents discovered a group of aliens who had just crossed into the United States from the Rio Grande in South Laredo. Law enforcement found them in a nearby residential area where they were climbing fences around homes. Pimentel Garcia had been leading the aliens and climbed a rooftop to escape. When the agent attempted to stop the attempt, Pimentel Garcia jumped off a fence and drop-kicked a Border Patrol agent in the face, knocking him to the ground. Pimentel Garcia then tried to flee by foot. Assisting agents then detained Pimentel Garcia and the three aliens he was illegally guiding into the United States. The day prior, Border Patrol agents discovered Lopez was driving a vehicle picking up aliens as they exited the Rio Grande near southwest Laredo. Authorities attempted a traffic stop, but Lopez sped off and led law enforcement on a vehicle pursuit. Lopez drove his vehicle from paved roads onto dirt ones that ended at a cliff. When law enforcement stopped the patrol vehicle behind him, he exited to detain Lopez. However, Lopez soon revved his engine and sped back into the agent's path. He was able to narrowly avoid being hit and severely injured. However, Lopez did strike the patrol vehicle of another agent and caused injury to that law enforcement officer. Lopez attempted to flee on foot, but authorities soon took him and seven smuggled aliens into custody. FBI and Border Patrol conducted both investigations. Assistant U.S. Attorney Manuel A. Cardenas Jr. prosecuted the cases. The cases are part of Operation Take Back America, a nationwide initiative that marshals the full resources of the Department of Justice to repel the invasion of illegal immigration, achieve the total elimination of cartels and transnational criminal organizations, and protect our communities from the perpetrators of violent crime. Updated June 16, 2026.